Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a government lawsuit calls Amazon a monopoly, and the chair of the FTC won't rule out breaking up the company. I'll talk with Lina Khan on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That sounds really good.
I mean, you know, I'm like looking at Lenny Kravitz in Prague on Instagram.
Oh my God. Let me look at this right now. Hold on.
He's in his tour bus. Dude. The caption is 5:50 p.m. tour bus life, Prague. I'm like, yeah.
Well, you know he's my screensaver right now, right?
Yes, with a ridiculous sweater necklace
scarf.
Thing. Oh, scarf. But I need to meet my future jump off. Thanks.
You haven't pegged already as your jump off?
Yes. We will have like a nice 1 month fling. It's international. Like I meet him in Amsterdam.
Come here, you are.
I meet him in London.
Hello.
Like New Jersey.
Hey.
We're just gonna do all of it.
That's lit.
Yeah.
I feel like if I met Lenny Kravitz, we would meet at Cannes and he would be like, what are you doing here? And I'd be like, what are you doing here? And then I'd be like, where's your scarf? And he's like, I packed it as a carry-on.
Before takeoff, be sure that all scarves are stowed securely in the overhead compartments.
I had to check it. It was too big to fit in the overhead. I'm like, you probably shouldn't have brought it. But okay, sure.
Don't bring this to France, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's me, Jessica R. Williams.
And it's me, Phoebe L. Robinson.
And you're listening to a Two Dope Queens boner episode with a woman that we both love, Ms. Nicole Byer.
Oh my gosh, she was so funny. She was so fierce. Plus, we found out that you and her have a crazy thing in common, like scary crazy.
It's a cliffhanger, y'all. So listen and find out. What's up? How y'all doing tonight? Get it.
Hi. YQY. So excited to be here tonight. I just got in today. Been on my book tour for the past 8 weeks.
Yeah! How's the book tour been?
It's been good. I was in LA on Friday and I had to fly to DC yesterday to do a book signing. DC recognize these cities. I love it. So I never, ever do this, but I knew I was going to have to go straight from the airport to my book tour event. So I upgraded to first class, which I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
What airline did you fly?
I'm so bougie now.
I have Zohei.
Hashtag new money. It was United. So it's very
sick,
nice.
Sick.
It's very nice. And
sick,
so...
Yes, got a lot of good updates.
Yeah,
United.
So it was really nice. I got into my seat. I got like my blanket ready and had my O magazine ready. I'm just like leaning into being 52, even though I'm not. And I couldn't find my seatbelt thing, so I was having the flight attendant help me. And I turn around, and seated behind me is Tony Goldwyn from Scandal, President Fed.
Beer.
It was so, I kept just like looking at him, like really creepy like, but I interviewed him years ago, but I didn't want to say anything to him because it was like 7 a.m. and I was wearing like, I had like morning breath and I was wearing like a Rolling Stones like sweatshirt and like gray, like capri sweatpants.
Just like, it was very live.
Yeah, just a full on like stay at home mom tuxedo. So I was like, not at my best life self. And he was so cute. He had like this, his hair was great. And like, I watched him walk to the bathroom and he has like the same like President Fitz strut. That's not acting. That's just
character.
Him.
He's been in character for so long that he like knows. But also, has he been in character for so long where he's like gonna notice like the Coco Queen that's like sitting?
So that was really exciting to see him and just leer at him when he was like looking at the newspaper.
What time was the flight?
It was at 7 a.m.
Fuck. So it was like there was no way to like get on like a level, like an equal footing of like hello, like of seduction.
Right. Well, because it's too early, and I want to be like big fan of your work because it's like he doesn't want to hear that probably.
Yeah, and it's like first class. It's like we don't behave like that in first class. Right. We give you hot towels.
Right.
My idea of freedom in first class is like to be able to take a hot towel and just like run it across my face. Mm-hmm. But I like always have makeup on, so I can't like, there's always like a business dad who's like taking the hot towel and is like, oh, thank God. And just completely washes his body. But, like, for me, I would just smear all the makeup, and then I just, like, wouldn't have deodorant
right.
on.
Yeah. But that was my best, like, first-class experience because I slept for most of the flight. I was so knocked out. And I woke up, and I was like, oh, I probably missed all the food. And my flight attendant was like, do you still want a warm chocolate chip cookie? Shit. And I was like, yo, Susan! Got me, boo! So that was great.
That's
she had it on. She was waiting for me to wake up. She's just like, do you want a cookie still? It was so pleasant. I loved it. It was
that's
great.
Like, I feel like we get like increments of our reparations, like a little bit at a time. And like, there's always just like half a step forward. And then sometimes we get like two steps back where it's like, oh, give me my fucking reparations. Yeah. I had a moment like that. Like, well, did you, like, go to the bathroom after Tony Goldwyn or, like, before? Was there any cross?
I didn't want to go to the bathroom after him because I'm like, what if he boo-booed? Yeah. I don't want that to ruin the fantasy.
Yeah.
And this woman went before him, and I was like, damn, I missed my chance to try, like, sneaking there. So I just, like, you know.
Like,
just,
let him be.
Right. And, like, when he walked out, I just kind of, like, looked at him like, you know, I know who you are. I just want you to know that. You yeah. know.
He must, like, know, like, there must have been a change after Scandal where, like, before he, like, walked around and black women were like, oh, cool. But then after, like,
right.
even my mom would be like, like, yeah. like, like, he must know now.
Right.
Like, there was, like,
right.
BS and AS, like, before Shonda and after Shonda.
Right, because before it was just like, oh, that's the dude from Ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the bad guy.
Yeah, and then after Shauna's like, I want him to impregnate me. So it's pretty
that's
cool.
That's really funny. I had like, once I was in first class, I was flying like with the Daily Show to go to the Emmys, so they gave it to us complimentary. And yeah, that was tight. I don't feel bad for not having that anymore. And anyway, I was like there and Ryan Reynolds was like on the flight and he was like in the back corner and it was like a Virgin America flight. And he was like that sort of not working actor that a lot of them do where it's just like Leonardo DiCaprio with like a low hat, like
right.
city biking around. Like he's like, oh, okay, you're a fucking dad. And anyway, he was sitting in the back and I guess the way they did it, like they were asking for breakfast options. It was like a 7 a.m. flight and the option was like granola and like fucking yogurt and like a cold ass Special K cereal. And then the other one was like hot, like scrambled eggs with chicken apple sausage, like a fucking waffle.
Right.
And so obviously I wanted the latter and not the former.
Yeah.
And so by the time they get to me, because I'm in the first seat, they like started taking orders in the back. The woman's like,
no.
Hey, so Ryan took the last
no!
hot
Fuck
breakfast.
Him!
He took the last hot breakfast, so we have like a fucking cold granola and piece of shit Special K for you. What kind of boo-boo ass milk would you like?
That sucks. You know what?
It's like, have enough food. Have not half of the tight-ass option. Right.
Such trash.
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit BetterHelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
Hi there, I'm Rhiannon Giddens, and I want to take you somewhere special.
I got this shiver through my entire body. My hair stood on end.
That's right. We're back with a new season of Aria Code, the podcast that celebrates the magic of opera. From arias that have mesmerized us for centuries to the masterpieces of today.
This is the power of art. Art either depicting life or inspiring life.
No tux or ticket required. Listen to Aria Code wherever you get podcasts.
We have one special guest for the evening.
Special guest.
Big, big fan of hers for many, many years.
She's killing it. Very funny.
Killing it in comedy. She's been on Girl Code. She currently has her show, Loosely Exactly Nicole.
Please give it up for Nicole Byer!
So you are in town. You currently live in L.A.
I live in Hollywood.
Ooh.
In a very small apartment with two dogs and a gay man.
You're living the dream.
That I am. Amazing. I'm living my dream. I'm not married.
How is it living in L.A.? Did you just...
I like it. You used to live in L.A., right?
I did. I'm from there, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you moved here when I was moving there, so we were like, bye-bye.
Touché.
Yeah. We can't be black friends.
No, yeah. Like,
because I'm always searching for funny black ladies to be my friend, and you were like, no! I'm going to New York!
Yeah. So how was the transition?
It was super hard. LA is tough. It's a lonely town. Also, the buildings are not labeled correctly. Yes, so you'll put it in GPS, get to it, and you're like looking under bushes, being like, where the fuck am I going? It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's too much. I hate it.
Yeah. Would you ever move back to New York?
In a heartbeat if someone paid me.
Oh,
it's
you guys.
Expensive.
Get the money right.
Yes, everyone give me a dollar.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you're not married. So what are LA dudes like? Are you out?
LA dudes suck.
No. Damn, dude.
Why?
They're awful. Because the women there are perfect, so they're like, oh, I don't know, I guess I'll fuck this perfect one, and then this perfect one, this black lady fucker.
I do feel like in LA the dating pool is like very much what The Bachelor looks like.
Yes.
Or like The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Where it's like I watched The Bachelorette, but it's like this is the most basic, like normal seeming human.
Yes, and then there's like a spicy black woman and he's like, no thanks. And you're like, but why? She's the most interesting person here.
Yeah.
You're gonna pick Danielle, who's just like, I'm a dental hygienist.
And he's like, yeah, that's hot. I want that. Yeah, that was like the crazy thing about growing up in LA is I always felt like the ideal of like a fucking goopy Gwyneth Paltrow looking broad was like that's gonna like go surf was the aesthetic. But for me, I was always the polar opposite of that. So it was just like, who do you date?
It's tough. I don't know. I keep thinking, because I travel a bunch, I was like, maybe I'll go to like Portland, find a man, and bring him back with me.
Right.
Be like, you are mine. Come live with me.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why you should come back here. It's like,
really
in Brooklyn, they're like
New
so
York.
Ready for the hair.
I know.
The skin.
Yes.
It's great.
I love your hair. Where did you get it done?
Thank you. In my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a traveling stylist. Where'd you get your hair done?
Who did this girl? I went to her house. She's great. Her name is Kaya. She lives in Altadena. I like walk in her house and like a whiff of marijuana happened, and then she's like, "Do you want to relax?" And I was like, "Sure." So then we like smoked weed, and she like braided my hair, and I was like, "This is LA."
That sounds awesome.
I have a cousin named Kaya who like lives in Altadena and braids hair.
What? Really?
Yeah, she smokes a lot of weed.
She's like taller and kind of like thick.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That is insane.
Does she like work on movies and shit? Like,
yes.
Oh my god. Does she work on Mad Max?
Yeah. Oh. Dude. Are you fucking serious?
That's how little there are black people in LA. That we know the same black woman.
Because she uses that hair for my mom, and it's special hair, right?
She was like, you have to get, it's like Rastafari hair.
Rastafree.
Oh my god.
That is fucking unbelievable.
That is wild. I love her so much.
I know, she's great. She doesn't do my hair anymore because I live here. But she like does my mom's hair every fucking week.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
That's
insane. This is wild.
How long did it take you to get your hair done?
3 hours.
Oh shit.
She's fucking fast.
Yeah,
how long
she's
that
fast.
Take?
I missed that. This was like 8 hours, 9 hours.
Oh, Woo! That's too long.
How long
but
did
you
had luck.
Mine, this took like 3.5.
Well, that's just a straight weave, right?
Right, but with that, when I got dreads...
Like the locks.
I had a really fast girl. I think she was, like, done in, like, 4. She was
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Do you guys all get black hair in here, right? That was sad. That was, like, the saddest...
We live
like,
in Brooklyn.
Sure, yeah.
I wear a lot of wigs. I like wigs.
Yeah. I've been thinking about wigs. What do
but
you like?
But here's the bad thing about wigs. Oh. So if you're going to have a one-night stand, beware of the wig because he may pull it off. He may get too excited and say, yes! And you're like, no!
Wait, what did you do when that happened?
I screamed, no! No! One time, I met this guy at a strip club, and then I went to his house.
Okay, hold on. Beep, 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 beep. We're going to reverse this car. So you met a guy at a strip club.
Yes, so I went to Jumbo's Clown Room, which is my favorite place in L.A. I went there. I got a little drunk. This man was staring at me, and I was like, what the fuck is your deal? And he's like, you're pretty. And I said, that's all you guys say. So then I, like, went home with him to Pasadena, which is so far from my house. And he was like... doing it from behind, and I guess he hit it too hard, and my wig just toppled off. And I was like, no,
no.
And he was like, oh, what? And then it was like him chasing me, chasing a wig, like around his house.
He's like, it's fine.
I'm still hard. Let's do this.
Come on, put it back in.
All of this is irrelevant. I knew it was a gamble when we both met each other at a strip club. It's fine. That's so funny.
All right, well, we're almost out of time, Nicole. This is
I know.
It's okay. You can get more of me on Fridays at 10 p.m. on MTV. It's called Loosely Exactly Nicole.
Yes.
I have a question. So you're a boss. Obviously.
Yeah.
What's it like being a boss? You know, I'm working on my own show.
I'll tell you something. Feels good till you realize you're not really the boss.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess I'll say it. MTV, like, switched our episode order, and I didn't know until it was airing. And I was like, that's not right. And Whoa. Then, like, I didn't get to see final episode locks, so, like, jokes I like got cut. So, truly, like, I felt, like, in control until it was airing, and I was like, I had no control.
Fuck. Aww.
I had none whatsoever. But, like, beside that, like, it was really awesome being in the writer's room and being like, my jokes trump everything. Or, I mean, my fucking name is in the title. My jokes better trump everything. You come up with something? Sorry. I have to say it. I won't say what you're saying. Also, the network would be like, we need this joke. It's a little tamer than what you wanted, so let's do that one. I'd be like, nope.
Sick.
And then I would do my own joke until they're like, we have to move on. The network would be like, can we get one more? And they're like, sorry, we have to move on. And I was like, win.
All right.
So what advice can you give Jess?
Honestly, don't back down. if you actually believe in something and you're like, this is like very important to my vision, explain that. Be like, this is why it's important, because then they'll start listening. Also, half the time, men aren't listening to you.
Really?
No. No, you'll say one thing, you'll be like, the sky is blue, and they'll be like, I like candy. And you're like, what the fuck was the correlation? What was the correlation? Nothing. It's like you were on a different plane. So sometimes you have to say something, they'll come back at you, and you're like, you obviously weren't listening to me. So you just like say it a little harder, and then maybe your manager will be like, oh, you may have come off like a bitch. And you're like, no, I came off as a woman who knows what the fuck she wants. Don't call me a bitch, because I know what I want.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Like, don't, like, literally, like, just don't, if you believe in something, just be like, this is my fucking vision. You wanted this person, so let this person do it. Louis C.K. is not funnier than me, he's not funnier than you. He's just an old fucking white dude. So, like, why does he get to do whatever the fuck he wants?
Shit.
Donald Glover gets to do what he wants. He's a black man, woo, but he's also a man. Thank God they let Pamela Alden do what she's doing.
Right.
So you can show that women are like, we're not like, oh, where's a pie? I have to bake a pie. Like, we know what the fuck we're doing. And it's... It makes me so mad.
Dude, that shit was like church.
It
like,
makes me so mad that men do not, like, on a daily, like, I'll have a meeting with people who are on my team, and I'll say something, and they'll say something else, and I'm like, we gotta back the fuck up, because you weren't listening. It's wild that I haven't been dropped yet, because that's how I speak to people.
You're fucking doing it right.
Like, you're not listening.
I feel like when women are assertive, there's, like, an issue.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not a bitch. I'm smarter than you.
Whoa. This is...
Because when you talk to an executive, they went to school for, like, the arts. And they learned how to write a paragraph. I've been doing comedy for 10 years at this point. I know more than you. Mm. You don't know what you're talking about. You think that joke's too hard? Fuck you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was like,
I'm gonna be like
the most amped Super Soul Sunday speech. Yeah. I was like Oprah crunk.
I mean, somebody has to say it.
Literally, like what Beyonce did during the Formation tour. Oh, like, my God. What you just did.
She was like, nobody's stronger than a woman. I was like, I'm crying, and I was like, I am strong. We are strong. We're stronger than fucking people think. Women are gonna take over the world. I love nothing more than a white dude who's like, well, life is hard. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
What are the receipts, how? Please?
You created this world. Yeah. How is it hard? Yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, I have to go? Bye-bye.
No, I mean. We want to keep, obviously, I'm going to text you 1,000 times.
Please, be my but friend.
That's well, really thank nice. You so much for doing
thank
that.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Keep it going for Nicole. Bye.
Okay, babies, you just heard the one. The only Nicole Byer recorded live at Brooklyn Bowl, 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 Bowl. That was great echo effect, right?
It was. It was really good. I wasn't expecting it, and so I was going to, like, start talking right after you. But I appreciate what you did. Yeah, but, dude, she's such a Khaleesi, dude. Like, the actual Khaleesi.
Top queen. She's the best. Okay, so back to business, all right, guys? Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff. Hey, girl. Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Jeremy Bloom, Matt Boynton, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by my future first husband, Jeff Broski.
Y'all, go show us some love. Subscribe to Two Dope Queens wherever you get your podcasts. And rate us 5 stars.
And then follow us on Twitter. We have updates on shows, behind-the-scenes content, and more selfies, GIFs, GIFs, whatever you want. We got it. Guaihiwai.
Linny is so ridiculous, but also I've been shopping at CB2 lately, and
CB2's,
you know, he has
great.
A line.
Yes.
It's great, and he has a line at CB2.
Okay, you know what? Here
and
we go.
And it's good.
This is what I want to say. Do you not remember when we had this discussion on stage and both you and Paul Scheer basically shat in my mouth for saying that I am all about his CB2 line, and now you're shopping at
Linny
CB2? I like
CB2. Liking it now.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was brought to you by the Lenny Kravitz line at CB2. J.K. Rowling, they would never endorse this show. Ever.